Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Prepare Radio with your host, Diane Thomas.
Good evening and welcome to Prepare Radio. This is Diane Thomas, your host. It is Monday evening, so we are talking about practical Christianity. Does what you believe work? And just slightly off topic, I want to talk a little bit about something I've been thinking when it comes to how we form our beliefs, a subject that comes up quite frequently is the basis of what we believe or what is taught, credibility. And what it comes down to very often is the authority. How do we know that what we're being taught is true? We're told often within the Christian church, and this is varied historically, and we've been talking and thinking a lot about the different ages and the different eons, that in different times and seasons, God spoke to us differently. And because he spoke to his creation in different ways, authority or credibility or truth was given different ways. When he ruled his people through kings, that authority was in those kings. When he ruled through priests, that authority was in those priests. As he gave the law, that authority was in that law. But we know that that's the way he spoke in times past, but that now he speaks to us through his Son. And he reveals himself to us through his Son. So that authority, that credibility is now based on the Son, on his Son. We want to remind ourselves of that on a regular basis, that knowing God is through knowing his Son. It's not in believing the right doctrine or attending the right church, or having a seminary doctorate, or even having memorized the scriptures, whichever version you happen to be reading. That's not the source of the authority of truth. Our relationship with God, our ability to know truth, is based in knowing the Son. Now, God has revealed himself to us through what Christ has done. And what he's done was completed 2,000 years ago. What he did at that time was bring us into that relationship with God, by changing us from sinners to saints. And this is not something we go back and forth on. We're not a sinner one day and then a saint the next, or a sinner one moment and a saint the next. You are a saint, and you always will be. And nothing can change that. But your authority the credibility that we are relying on is not earth-based. It is spirit-based. Now, in this teaching, in this ministry, we are never going to say, believe this because it makes sense, or believe this because it's scriptural, or believe this because it's worked for me. Now, I may say, try this, but I'm never going to say, believe it. I'm going to encourage you to test it instead. And as you test it, I'm going to encourage you to seek out the authority in the truth of what you're hearing by taking it to God Himself. When Jesus ascended from this earth, He didn't say, okay, I'm going to send you a book. And He didn't say, I'm going to send you a church. He said, I'm going to send you part of me. I'm going to send you a guide, a truth detector, a guardian, a comforter, a guide. I like to call him a guidance counselor. When we don't know what to do, we go to him. Now, we have a hard time sometimes figuring out, okay, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. In one sense, we are reminded that in Scripture, which is a reference point, there is no reference to a Trinity. There is merely a reference to multiple. The phrases are plural in referring to God, and God has many names and different many ways of expressing Himself. Now, just because we don't understand it, we don't throw it away, or we don't try to figure it out. We settle for what God gives us credibility to believe. And we ask Him, Lord, what is Your truth here? A lot of times we think if we can understand something, it will change us. And what we're really doing is we're relying on our minds or our hearts or having something to do. Does this work? And though those are all ways God has given us to test what He's speaking to us and what He's teaching us, those are merely tools and approaches. They are not the final authority. He alone, God alone, is our only authority. When we want to know something, we go to Him. When something's not working right, we go to Him. When we're not sure how to proceed, we need direction or we need encouragement, we go to Him. This is how we recognize Him as the only authority. Now, obviously, this is spiritually speaking. In the natural, there are natural authorities. And in the supernatural, there are solical authorities. Gravity is an authority over our lives. Time is an authority over our physical being. Natural laws are authority. But spiritually speaking, the only spiritual authority there is God Himself. And since we've been merged and melded into Him, we also partake and are swallowed up in that same authority, that same credibility. I love that illustration where Jesus was teaching and the soldiers, the Roman soldiers, had been gone, been sent to arrest him. And they came back without him. And the boss said, "What happened? Where is he?" And their response was, "No man has ever taught like this." Now, these were not Jews. These were guys who had heard it all. When Jesus was walking around, there were plenty of preachers on every corner. Some claiming to be the Messiah, some claiming to be the forerunner, some claiming all different kinds of things. We have totally different, you know, I'm not sure we will really get a handle on what it was really like. But they'd heard it all before, until they heard him. And we know that what Jesus taught was not from books. He heard it from his Father. He was taught by his Father. How will we be taught? Jesus paid for the privilege, for our privilege, of being taught directly by God. There's no middleman in Christianity. There is no dispenser of knowledge, no dispenser of insight. You can have someone standing in front of you that has direct revelation of God, accurate and true. And they're giving it accurately and truly. But if you're not receiving it by the Spirit, it's dead to you. So that's the change that God is doing within us, to make us able to receive life, His life, that we already have in our spirit, that is now pouring into our soul and our body. So by what authority do we learn anything? Do we know anything? By what authority do we teach? By what authority are we taught? The authority is God. Of ourselves, none of us have any credentials. We know today that in many seminaries, God is barely brought up, because it's about building the church and meeting people's needs. They're professional religious people. And have been involved in enough ministry, organized ministries, to know of quite a number of pastors that have been, some that have been pastoring for decades, that have a conversion experience. And you go, what have you been doing all this time? Now, I'll also say, at least on one occasion, where once they had that conversion experience, they were no longer welcome back in their church. But let's not settle for any truth, any knowledge, any understanding that sparks our desire, that sparks our wonder or thoughtfulness. Whatever it is you have a question about, Don't settle for not having an answer. Take it to Him. Now, our job here is to point you in the right direction and to help you learn how to hear God. Because we can answer a lot of questions. But what happens is often that just becomes a distraction because you're really not looking for answers. You're looking for change. And only God can change you. We can encourage you that, yes, He wants to change you. But let's hold out for that change. Let's hold out for that knowledge, that understanding. Taste and see that the Lord is good. You have to taste it yourself. You have to see Him yourself. You have to experience Him yourself. And it's not only possible, but it is His desire that you know Him fully and completely now. So, what we've been talking about is, does what you believe work? Are your beliefs, is your pursuit of Christianity, is your pursuit of God working? Perhaps it's time to evaluate how you're doing. We don't want to get to the end of this life and look back and see, shoot, I had all those chances to try something different. I settled for what was okay, what was safe, what everybody else was doing. And now I see there was so much more available. But I settled for safe. So let's be willing to risk making a mistake. As far as God's concerned, there are none. There are no mistakes. He doesn't do mistakes. And if anything is that important in your life, He keeps you from it. You're not strong enough. You're not powerful enough to mess up His will for you. Because you know what? In your spirit, you've already fulfilled it. You are already well-pleasing to Him. You are already His beloved son. You are already His favorite and favored. He just wants to share Himself with you. That's all He's looking for. And to do that, we need to be changed. So if you've got any questions you'd like to call in, the number is 718-664-6988. If you've got any questions about why perhaps what you're believing isn't working, or maybe you don't even know what you believe or why, let's talk about it. Because what we have been talking about is, does what you believe work? Do you even know what you believe? In general, when we talk about practical Christianity, we're talking about knowing how God works in our lives in ways in which we can cooperate with Him on a day-to-day basis in whatever circumstances we find ourselves. And we do that through dependence on Him. It's like every day is an opportunity to know Him, to depend on Him. by seeing how he arranges our circumstances, by interacting with the challenges of that particular day. So practical Christianity is about our relationship with God, with the Holy Spirit, with the Son, and with the Father. We want to know how to relate to God in any way he decides to reveal himself. And then we want to do it. Now, during our times together, I can only encourage you. I can only point you in the right direction. I can only give you insights and hopefully give you a desire, a taste, so you'll want it yourself. I can't make you wait for him. No one can. No one can force you to question how you're living your life. No one can force you to turn and face God. But he is ready for you. That voice you're hearing in your head, he's calling you through your own spirit. And you know what? There's a conspiracy. Your spirit is on his side. Your spirit is conspiring with God himself. And your spirit and God will not let your soul be satisfied with anything less than the fulfillment of the desires of your heart, which is to know God. So practical Christianity is not just a theory. A lot of times we'll hear teachings about faith and doctrine, about knowing God in such religious terms that relationship with God that we want to have becomes a separate life, a separate thing from our day-to-day lives. In other words, we have work, we have family, and then we carve out a time to be with God. But God wants us to know him in reality, based on his credibility and authority, and acting on testing and proving the teachings and the doctrines we are exposed to. If what you're being taught by me or by anyone, or the doctrines you believe, if they don't work, we are to pursue God until we find something that does. And by work, we mean, does it accomplish our goal of dependence on God? God wants us to understand him and his ways. And we can be confident that what is from him, what is from God, will stand up to all scrutiny. And what is from God will bring us into a dependent relationship with him. It will bear fruit. Practical Christianity is also practicable It's something we can do, something we can try, something we can get better at. There are things we can do objectively, not depending on others' approval or direction, that will bring measurable results. God doesn't want us to be wondering how we're doing or what he thinks about us or if we're pleasing him. He wants us to know. He wants us to have that confidence in reality regarding what to do and how to be at all times. This is how we are. This is our life. And I'm doing and being exactly what God made me to do and to be. And since we're free to make mistakes, we can practice what he's teaching us as much as is necessary. We can try it over and over and over again. Do it wrong over and over and over again. And fail and forget. And do it wrong over and over and over again. Because in a way, we will be practicing our relationship with God as long as we're here on this earth. As much the same way as doctors practice medicine. They never stop and say, okay, I'm done. Because there'll always be a new situation. And though we'll attain certain skills, which we'll get to in other series, there will always be another area to explore, another layer of God's creativity and character, because God himself is never ending and is always creating new experiences for us to share in him and with him. But God does also want us to know where he's taking us. He wants us to have personal goals worked out between us and him. We just don't make them up and then try to get there. And he wants us to know when we've achieved them. He also wants us to know what our limitations are, our boundaries. And he wants us to abide by those limitations until he changes them. What God has purposed for someone else may not be something he wants us to even be concerned with. Now, this is, I think, why we were talking a little bit about authority earlier and credibility. Because here's what's going to happen. When you start to practice Christianity, when you start to practice dependence, when you start to allow the Lord to change your beliefs and to bring you healing and to bring you into oneness, and when his life starts to flow through you, you will not be gullible. You will not be convincible. Once you hear the truth, you'll be able to recognize all the false voices, all the manipulation, the deception. But guess what? Unless he makes it matter, it won't. And you can focus on him. And as you follow after what he's having you do each day, likely there will be a separation. Because within you there is a separation from your current beliefs to your confidence in and dependence on truth. So be forewarned. Change always happens. If you're growing, you're changing. The only people that don't change are in the cemetery. But if we know God, if we know who we are in him, we just know it's just another lesson. And we know that his purpose will be accomplished. And then we can rest and enjoy the ride. So, thanks for tuning in. We'll be getting back together again tomorrow night at 6:30 to talk about getting healed. Have a great evening. This has been Diane Thomas of Prepare Radio. Good night.